Hey, church family, it's the 20th of October, and I talked with you a little bit about Psalm 22 yesterday, and Jesus and David both giving honest, authentic prayers to God. I want to take you to another time when David wrote such a beautiful prayer to God. And let me give you a little background. We're going to Psalm 51 today. Psalm 51 is probably in my top five of favorite Psalms. And it's a psalm of repentance and renewal and asking God to give him another chance. So David had had an affair with a woman named Bathsheba. And he, I think, thought he was going to get away with it. But God tattled on him. God told his friend Nathan, who was a prophet, told Nathan about this affair. And Nathan took it upon himself to go and call David out, and called him out and told him that this wasn't okay. David felt convicted. David fell into a very deep sadness about his sin. And he wrote Psalm 51 as a response to that. I just want to read you the whole psalm today, so hang with me. He said, "Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love. According to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins, and blot out all my iniquity." And then my favorite part, "Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me from your presence or take your Holy Spirit from me. Restore to me the joy of your salvation and grant me a willing spirit to sustain me. Then I will teach transgressors your ways and sinners will turn back to you. Save me from blood guilt, O God, the God who saves me, and my tongue will sing of your righteousness. O Lord, open my lips and my mouth will declare your praise. You do not delight in sacrifice, or I would bring it. You do not take pleasure in burnt offerings. The sacrifices of God are a broken spirit, a broken and contrite heart. O God, you will not despise. In your good pleasure, make Zion prosper. Build up the walls of Jerusalem. Then there will be righteous sacrifices, whole burnt offerings to delight you. The bulls will be offered on your altar." So we've got David in deep despair, guilty of his sin, asking God to create a pure heart in him, asking God not to cast his presence from him, and asking God to restore the joy of his salvation. I love these words. These are words that I have prayed so many times, read so many times, that God would renew us, that God would restore the joy of our salvation. So let me ask you a couple questions. Do you have a sin that you need to confess to him? Do you have something? And maybe it's a sin that's just a sin that you justify, like gossip. That's just the first one that came to mind today. Maybe it's a what we would consider a bigger sin, a sexual sin, or something that you have done that you feel guilty about. Today is a wonderful day for you to pray this psalm and to ask God not only to forgive you, but to restore you. Maybe you're somebody that you feel like you've confessed your sins, but you don't really feel the joy of your salvation. Maybe today is the day that you ask God to restore unto you the joy of your salvation. and to give you a willing spirit to sustain you. Let's pray about that today. Thank you, Lord, for the honest prayer that you've given us, that David gave to you. Father, I know some of us have sin that we haven't dealt with, that maybe today's the day we say, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of the sin, but I'm also tired of that wall going up between me and my Father. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me for that sin. Lord, as David prayed, Lord, would you create in us a pure heart? Give me a pure heart. Father, I pray that you wouldn't cast me away, but that you'd restore the joy of your salvation. Lord, I want to feel the joy of the salvation that you have given to me. Father, I know that if we ask, you will sustain us. You will give us what we need. And Lord, may we walk through this day with joy, knowing that we're forgiven and knowing that we're saved, knowing that we're chosen as children of God to be a light to this world. Would you help us today to be that light because of what you've done for us? As a little thank you to you, Lord, I want to make you look good today. In Jesus' name, amen.